Hello, this is Benevolent Heretic at BelowTopSecret.com talking about the war on fat. I'd like to respond, Yarkofen, to a few of your points. And I know that people who are overweight have more, in general, more health problems and stuff like that, and maybe more of a strain on our social systems. And I don't really think you're educating anyone. Really? I think people who are overweight are bombarded. I mean, we hear this stuff on TV all the time, how being overweight is bad for your blood pressure and a bunch of other stuff. And so I think they know, just like smokers know, that smoking is bad for them. That's no, you know, that's no big surprise to them, yet they continue to do it. And there are many, my whole point here is that there are many dangerous lifestyle choices that people make in their lives every day. And I'm going to say the majority of people. You know, the extreme sports, people get hurt doing that. Should we, you know, charge them extra for their insurance or somehow say this is a big problem because they are doing something that is putting themselves in danger? People that drive the crotch rocket motorcycles, people who skydive, people who join the service, people who drive cars, people who drink and drive, people who don't wear their seatbelt, people who speed, people who do drugs. All of these people make dangerous choices about their lives. People who fly. I mean, it depends on how far you want to take it. This is just one of those things that people choose to do. And it's really nobody's business. You know, that's what the social systems are there for, to take care of people who need this kind of thing, whether they make the choice or not, or whether you approve of the choices they make or not. I really wonder why you think it is some sort of responsibility of yours to do something about this. You know, you don't think they know they're fat? Oh, trust me, they know they're fat. They can see. They have scales. They know. I can't help but wonder why you want everybody to be a certain size or, you know, healthy. Everybody's not healthy, dude. That's just life. People are different. People make different choices. There's a wide variety of people in this world. And the fact that you don't approve of them or think they should have the same access to the social systems that everyone else does is, you know, that's too bad. You ask, you know, shouldn't we be doing something about this? Well, the only thing you should really be worrying about is you. If you're doing something about you and you feel good about where you're at, you know, why do you really care about what other people do in their lives? I just really don't get that part. I understand the money angle, but, you know, you're going to be paying that money for other things, regardless of whether people are fat or not. You talked about how it's politically incorrect to talk about it and that you can't help these people. You know, maybe they don't want your help. They really don't need your help. They know what to do. If they chose to do it, they know what to do. You know, there are zillions and trillions of diets out there. If people want to diet, they can go on a diet. They don't really need your help. And, you know, smokers know, too, that smoking is bad for them, like I said, but they still choose to do it. And, you know, when was the last time you went up to a smoker and said, hey, that's bad for you, man, and you didn't get a weird look? Because, they know it. There are plenty of things in this world today that put us at risk, you know, and basically that's what life is. So it just depends on what a person chooses to do. And really, it's up to that person, not you, to say what choices should or shouldn't be made in their lives. You talk about the insurance thing and how fat people shouldn't be able to get insurance or should have to pay more. Well, you know, it's interesting that I can't get insurance because I had breast cancer and I didn't do anything to make that happen. It just happened. And now that I have gone for a time without insurance, just a short time, I cannot get it again. And that's what these rules that you're proposing do to people. They make it so that people can't get insurance even if it was something that they didn't choose to do. And what about those people who are overweight by no fault of their own? Are you saying they shouldn't have insurance or they should have to pay more for it? You don't see what the problem is with, you know, treating fat people like this. But if you were in a group of people that the rest of us thought, well, we should treat those people differently because of what they're doing, you might be able to understand or see how it's discriminating. It's discriminatory. And you might be able to feel what's wrong with that. Just how much information do you think our doctors should have on us? Should they know every single thing about us? Should they know every choice we make in our lives? Seriously, every single choice? You say our fat is going to kill us before bird flu or anthrax. And I say, so what? You know, everybody's going to die some way. And in some way, we make choices that lead to our death. So I just don't really get the difference of this risk or many, many others that people take every day. Thanks for listening.